KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Police in Creston have released a report detailing four arrests and three incidents. Officials say 35-year-old Nicholas Arthur Hardesty of Orient was arrested last night in the Manor Drive parking lot on charges of driving while suspended, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hardesty was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. That same evening, 29-year-old Anna Rebecca Rufinacht of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense and neglect of a child. Her bond was set at $2,000. On Saturday, Creston police arrested 30-year-old Mitchell Kenneth Van Teicher of Jefferson for driving while barred and possession of methamphetamine. His bond was set at $2,000. And last Friday, 24-year-old Jacob William Anderson of Creston was arrested for disorderly conduct. He was cited and released on a promise to appear later in court. Creston police said also a resident at 600 South Pine Street reported someone entered a house he's working on at 508 North Walnut and stole copper pipe and wiring valued at $50. The theft took place sometime between April 15th and May 20th. A resident at 302 North Division Street in Creston reported the back window of her car was broken out while the vehicle was parked at her residence. The loss was estimated at $150. The incident took place sometime between 10 p.m. May 22nd and 9:30 a.m. May 23rd. And a resident of 208 South Pine Street in Creston reported to police that his Snapper lawnmower with a bagger was stolen from his residence sometime between 10 p.m. May the 24th and 11 a.m. May 25th. The loss was estimated at $300. The next Healthy You lunch program at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic will take place this Thursday, May the 28th. The program, entitled 10 Things We Want Parents to Know, will be presented by Dr. Angela Wepler. The program begins at noon Thursday in conference room number 2 at the hospital. The presentation is geared to parents of young and adolescent children. Dr. Wepler says it's information that's meant to make life a little bit easier. Wepler has worked with the Cass County Health System since 2002. She's a graduate of the U of I Medical School and is board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice. Healthy You is a free educational series that focuses on a different health topic each month. Attendees receive a healthy sack lunch in addition to an educational program presented by medical professionals. Future topics include dementia, joint health, and diabetes. For more information or to make your reservation for the May 28th Healthy You program, call 712-243-47. Make that 243-7479. Well, food choices of some new parents across Iowa and the U.S. are changing as those meal decisions could impact whether their child develops a food allergy. For years, it was suggested that parents withhold allergenic foods until 1 year of age, but emerging research suggests that may be counterproductive. Dana Morris with the group Food Allergy Research and Education cites a study published earlier this year in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Instead of withholding peanuts, which is usually the common practice, they're suggesting that you actually give it to your infant, especially if there's known allergies. So I think that the directive is starting to come down through the pediatricians, and of course it's talk to your pediatrician first before all those decisions are made.
A study of more than 600 children considered at a high risk found that only 3% of those kids who regularly consumed peanuts had a peanut allergy at age 5, compared to 17% of those kids who avoided peanuts completely. Overall, it's estimated that about 8% of children have food allergies, and while some will outgrow their sensitivities, Morris notes that there is also a growing trend of adult-onset food allergies.
So, you know, we tell people anybody can develop a food allergy at any time. Personally, myself, I developed them when I was 25, and I didn't have any food allergies.
Morris said the most common food allergens are milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, soy, fish, shellfish, and wheat and other grains with gluten. An email is being forwarded around from Iowans to their loved ones that claims to contain advice about how to survive a heart attack if you're alone. One expert says the email offers terrible advice. It claims that you should cough hard with each breath until help arrives. Well, Dr. Shakar Sagnia, a cardiologist at the Omaha Council Bluffs, says it's best to just delete that email and try to forget the false remedy.
That is absolutely ludicrous to say that somebody who's alone, who's having a heart attack, can cough and essentially save their life. You know, you only have about 10 seconds before, if you truly have an arrhythmia, before you're going to pass out from it.
He says that valuable time would be much better spent getting to a phone and calling 911. Saxena explains the likely origins of the well-meaning but invalid email.
When we have patients who have cardiac arrest or arrhythmias and we see them in the hospital, we tell them sometimes to cough, and very rarely can we get them out of this arrhythmia. So that's where this all started from.
The subject line in the email is how to survive a heart attack when alone, and it's been floating around cyberspace for years, but it's found new life in the past few weeks. Shikhar is a cardiologist at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Well, some people who remember old Woodrow Wilson Middle School in Sioux City are wondering what happened to the vibrant mural that once graced the building. The building opened in 1925 and was torn down 80 years later to make way for a new school, Irving Elementary. The artwork, titled Patriotic Mural, was unveiled in February of 1966, created by Oglala Lakota artist Arthur Amate. He began his teaching career in 1964 at Woodrow Wilson and today is regarded as an influential artist who depicts Lakota life in the Northern Plains. He now lives in Custer, South Dakota. Paul Amherst taught at Woodrow Wilson in the 1960s, and he says he's sure the mural didn't go to a dump and that, quote, somebody has got it somewhere. And a 115-year-old log cabin will be moved within Lamar's after avoiding demolition. The cabin will be moved May the 31st from the Plymouth County Fairgrounds to the Plymouth County Museum, where it will be restored. Fair officials had planned to demolish the cabin, but changed their minds after a concerned group of citizens asked if the structure could be moved to the museum. The cabin, which was built around 1900, had fallen into poor condition, but after an evaluation, a consultant who specializes in log cabin restoration said it could be repaired. The Plymouth County Historical Museum Board voted to move the cabin to museum grounds in April. The cost of saving the cabin includes $9,600 in moving expenses and $20,000 for restoration. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.